Uncluttered and Unfiltered is brought to you in part by our latest obsession, pancakes. Pancakes are the revolutionary cold pack that stick to you so you can stick to your routine. Whether you're pounding the pavement as a runner like me or you're tackling the clutter as a professional organizer like Christine, pancakes has got you covered. Pancakes comes in three sizes and can be used again and again. We both keep them in our freezers, and when we feel an ache or a pain, you just stick them on your body. You can do it 100 times. It's all the benefits of using a cold pack, but no downtime. Find pancakes at pain-cakes.com or at thousands of retailers nationwide.
Welcome to Uncluttered and Unfiltered, the podcast urging you to let it go and don't look back. With nationally acclaimed professional organizer Christine Stone and self-proclaimed hot damn mess radio and TV personality Eden Kendall.
Welcome everybody to Uncluttered and Unfiltered. This is going to be our travel episode. We're going to talk about traveling, be it alone or with your family or on a girls' trip. We'll talk about travel safety.
Yes.
But before we do that, there was a news story, and last week we used the time for part two of our Pop Culture Preservation Society episode, which you can go back and listen to. It was lovely. So we didn't have a chance because we were airing a segment that was previously recorded. We didn't have a chance to talk about the breaking news that occurred where Gary and Teresa have decided this wasn't such a great idea after all. And we're talking about The Golden Bachelor. You called it.
I called it. I think I was not shocked in any way. I knew it wasn't going to last. And I think the saddest part of it is when you're young, you have so many other opportunities. You don't have to, okay, it didn't work out. Mm-hmm. But when you're 70 and 72 or however old, it's like that's a shame that you couldn't have just dated instead of getting married. But I think that's what reality TV does. They push you into it so that they can have the TV wedding.
Yep.
And I just, even at the wedding, I'm sorry. I just said this doesn't look like it's going to last. I can't pinpoint one thing. I just didn't think it was real on his end. I do think it was real on her end.
I do, too.
I really do.
It made me sad, but I think a big piece of it, too, was finding out, just like with the rest of the world, that he wasn't exactly who he made himself out to be. So
yes.
when you come off of a situation where you're that close up and you can't see the big picture, you're number one watching him with all these other women. So everything seems a little maybe less sincere than it did when he said it to you.
Right.
Because now you're seeing that he has said a lot of the same things to a lot of women. And then add to that breaking news about he really didn't own that many restaurants. He really didn't do all the things he said he did. There were so many of these stories where he had the ex-girlfriend that he supposedly wasn't very kind to. These things come to light. And all of a sudden, your eyes open. It's like turning on the light and the cockroaches scatter. And I'm not saying that is what's happened, but it seems to me from the outside looking, and she got maybe a dose of reality. Maybe not. Maybe that's not. I know it had to do with geography as well, is what they're saying.
Well, first of all, they went on TV together to talk about this. So I think there is a contract with the Golden Bachelor that you can't, as they say, talk nasty about the show, about each other. So they tried to act like it was a mutual decision. But I feel, and I could be wrong, I've been wrong many times, that you wouldn't go through all this on a woman's end only to have it end 3 months later in divorce, especially when she had been married for a long time to her first husband who died. I think she got a little hopeful that she could change him. Even at 70, a woman thought she could change him, that they could buy this house together in North Carolina or South Carolina or Charleston, wherever they were going to go, and it would be a fresh start. But, you know, it just never happened, and it could be finances. It could be their kids getting involved, her kids getting involved. So you don't know the real truth, but to only be married after 3 months, after a wedding of that kind of publicity, I saw this coming.
Well, also, everything was surrounding them. So much hype throughout, not just their courtship, but the first stages of their engagement and then the wedding. And then it's gone. So all of a sudden, oh, wait a minute. This relationship, we were America's sweethearts, and now it's like nobody really gives a rip about us outside of if we end up divorcing, we'll be back in the news. But they're really, it was all of a sudden, now you're just a nice little couple. And now it's really only about what you give to each other and bring to each other's lives. And all of this outside stuff is gone that was hyping it up and building it up. There was excitement about it. There was always some event coming up.
Right.
Hey, we're going to need you to fly here to make this appearance. We're going to need that. There was always something new and exciting surrounding the entire relationship. Now, all of a sudden, it's okay, let's go find a place. Maybe if a reality TV show like House Hunters came in and they could have coasted on that kind of adrenaline for a little bit longer. But I think
at 70, you're tired. One reality show is probably about all you have in you. And doing the lingerie photo shoot, I'm sorry, that alone, you should have stayed married for a while, just because that way people aren't bringing that up again. Because, I mean, the bachelorette party, the lingerie photo shoot, it just, the whole thing, I'm sorry, at 70, the real traditional wedding gown, I don't know. I wasn't into any of it.
I'm sure ABC would have appreciated if they could have made it last until they launched the next season.
Exactly. To promote You Can Find Love late in life. Right. But now I really think the reality is when you're older, 70s, you don't want to settle. You don't want to make do. You don't want to say, I'll try. You know you have a limited time left, and it's either going to work or it's not. I mean, she's still working.
Right.
She may have said, you know what? I'm not ready to leave my kids, my job for something I'm not really sure about. Mm-hmm. You know, I respect that, by the way.
I do too. I hope that's exactly how it turned out and not something different, but I don't know. Well, nobody is surprised.
No, nobody.
Sadly, nobody is surprised. Let's talk travel, shall we?
Yes.
So there was a news story today that a viral video went out where somebody says that they were asked to leave a tip for the guy taking their baggage when they checked in at an airport because he said that their suitcase was a little bit over the weight, but he was going to look the other way. And if they wanted to leave a tip, he would take a tip. And, you know, there's a big... lots of talk lately about tip culture and so forth. So if they're going to start adding a lot of tips at the airport outside of just somebody who helps you with your baggage, I don't know what to do. I mean, like, I'm talking about like the guy when you check in to get your ticket, if we're tipping there too, I mean, I don't even know.
Oh, my husband would be thrilled because my bag's always over.
If he could just say, look the other way,
this woman does not know how to pack light. I mean, he's been one of those guys in the airport that opens the suitcase and starts taking stuff out and shoving it in his backpack. I mean, he would be thrilled. They've never offered that on when we travel, just so everyone knows, never.
So this is because you start packing a week and a half prior to your trip.
Easily.
I doubt you take things out as your suitcase is sitting there.
I do, actually.
Do you?
I do. I actually... okay. Not only do I start packing, but I actually separate by what I'm going to wear during the day and what I'm going to wear at night. And I even put accessories on the hanger because I have things hanging up. I don't put stuff in a suitcase. And then as I find out more about what we're going to do on the vacation, I have been known to remove some things out.
Okay.
But generally, my thought on travel is I'd rather be overpacked then underpacked and have to run around and try to find stuff to buy because that does cause me a little bit of stress. I like to be very organized and just get to my destination and enjoy my vacation.
That makes perfect sense. And because I am that person that packs the morning of, I am that person running around looking for all of those things. And it's usually not anything big, but it's something important nonetheless. It's nothing big. It's like, I didn't bring the right socks for these shoes. I didn't bring the right bra for this top.
Right.
That kind of thing. So if it had been all on one hanger. So that we're going to get to for sure. Now, if you've been listening to us for a while, you know that Christine also was a flight attendant back in the day. A lot has changed.
Oh, my God. So much has changed.
And so where it comes to travel, we didn't have things like, you know, TSA pre-check.
No.
But we also didn't have the securities that are in place after 9/11.
No, this was all pre-9/11. It was a totally different airline world.
But talk to me a little bit about that as someone when you do travel who has been a flight attendant. Do you have like this appreciation that the rest of us may not have as you're watching them doing their jobs?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have such appreciation for flight attendants when I fly. I never bother them. I rarely ask for anything, even if it's water. I usually bring my own water. I say thank you profusely when I'm leaving. I really appreciate what they do. And I tell my husband not to drink the coffee, which he does anyway, because I just know things about. I mean,
go back.
It's not like you wash. It's not how it is at home. You know what I mean? It never tastes the same or smells the same, I guess, because I was a flight attendant. But I just know that some of the things I for a little bit of advice, would just drink things with caps on it, soft drinks, waters, but, you know, because they're so busy going on and off refilling the airplanes. I wouldn't use the blankets. I mean, you know, they really.
I heard that if you sit in the last seat, that's the seat when they're fixing the bathrooms, they lay the tools and everything on.
I don't know about that, but I can tell you when you're a flight attendant, there are things you know, which is safety. I always try to sit in the exit row because, and my husband laughs at me because I'm not 20 years old anymore. Because I know how to remove the emergency door and I think I could save everyone's life. And he's like, you're an old lady now, honey. You're not, you know, I never, ever can sleep on an airplane ever. I don't care if it's to Europe because I think I could fly the plane. He's like, what do you mean you can fly the plane? I'm like, if I had to, I feel like I could be of some assistance to the flight attendants. I don't know. And he's like, no, you really
you're a passenger. Say with me.
Passenger. Yeah. But I think because of my training, you know how what happens if there's a fire, you know what happens if there's an emergency landing where other people don't. Mm-hmm. And so I'm always appreciative of that when I fly. So there's that. And I think the whole industry has changed. I mean, I just don't think anything's the same. And you know, I think it was great when I did it, though. I was young and had a lot of fun.
Yeah. And you met celebrities occasionally.
Occasionally.
To hear that. So we wanted to talk a little bit about traveling alone or just with girlfriends, too. Not that your 50 plus year old husband is going to be like your biggest protector. I mean, he needs to be safe, too, is my point.
Right.
Everybody traveling should. But we want to talk about some of the things you can be doing to increase your safety because you just heard a disturbing fact, and we're talking about not just in the airport, but like in a hotel situation. You just heard a disturbing fact about hotel locks.
Yes, I just read an article that now that everything's a swipe key or you use your phone, that people who can hack into things can hack any lock of any hotel now. And having two daughters also, that really... I was really nervous about that. So that's what happens with technology, though. And by the way, my husband loves to use the lock on his phone and it never works. And I'm like, just use the card, you know, swipe the card.
Yes.
No, I'll get it to work. I'm like, oh my God.
He's like a kid in a candy store. We've already talked about the Apple AirTags.
Oh yeah.
Which is a travel tip that you swear by.
Putting I swear
them in your
by
luggage,
that.
But he treats it like the world's greatest video game and watches the suitcases go from place to place.
Yes. But I do swear by that because I have one in my purse. We put them in our luggage. I really do think that that's one bit of technology I think is helpful. And I see a lot of new moms putting them on their kids.
I have one on the dog's collar.
Right.
Now. I got them for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I have one on my keys and then there's one on the dog's collar. And then I did put one in a suitcase when we traveled.
Yeah. I think they're a great invention.
Uncluttered and Unfiltered is brought to you in part by Hearts for Minds. Hearts for Minds is encouraging you to use your sidewalk to motivate others for Mental Health Awareness Month. Help break down the stigma of mental illness, spark conversation, and maybe just make somebody's day a little sweeter. It's easy. Grab some chalk and write inspirational messages and pictures on your sidewalk. Snap a photo and share it online by tagging Hearts for Minds on Instagram and use the hashtag #ChalkItUpForLife. That's #ChalkItUp, the number 4, and life. Let's chalk it up for mental health. Visit Hearts for Minds. That's Hearts, the number 4, and Minds.org to learn more. So as far as that hacking in the hotel, that's disturbing.
Yeah.
73% of women over 50 plan to travel internationally at some point of this one survey that I read. I mean, that's a lot. Do you think that's high? That seems high.
You know what? It doesn't seem high to me. I have a lot of friends who are widows who travel a lot abroad with groups, though. I mean, not all alone. And I don't think it's high. I think people are wanting to just live their life now that they're at a certain age. I know we hate saying certain age, but in experiencing life and traveling, and they can't wait for somebody else to do it or they'll be waiting forever.
So when I say that sounds high, I think that maybe when they say plan, it doesn't necessarily mean that they have immediate plans. It's just if I were to get a group of women that are 50 plus in a room, a majority of them say, yeah, you know what? Sometime at some point, I do think I'm going to be taking this nice long trip. Whether you're going to do it by yourself or with family members or the girls, that's a whole other thing. But I wanted to share with you this list of some things you can do to keep yourself safer when you travel. So the first thing is, when you get to your hotel room, do you ever do this? Keep the door open when you first walk in. Keep it open with your luggage. Walk in and inspect.
Yes, I actually do.
I see now.
I actually do. Know.
Do you? So smart.
Well, I look for bed bugs first. Sorry, everybody, but I am.
You know, that's valid.
I just whip open the comforter, look at bed bugs. I also, I know this may be strange, but I listen for the air conditioning to go on because there is nothing worse than a loud, clackety, older air condition that runs all night long. If you're not going to get sleep and enjoy your vacation, I'm moving to a different room.
Sure.
So that's why I never unpack until I test a few things and make sure I'm going to keep that room and not move to a different room.
Yeah, smart, smart. So when you're inspecting this room for those things too, you've got your luggage, keeping the door open. You're going to look under the bed. You're going to look behind the curtains. You're going to look in your closets, make sure there's nobody. And I know that sounds very paranoid, but listen, I'd like to know before I shut that door that I'm the only one in that room. I don't want there to be anybody in there. Then you're going to check your door locks because they can be easy to bypass. And so you want to make sure that at least they lock. Like the room we had this weekend when I was out of town, unless you pushed it shut, it didn't shut. So if we were leaving to go somewhere, if we didn't make the effort, or even once we were in the room, if we didn't make the effort, it did not shut all the way. You're going to check your peephole. You're going to make sure if there's a peephole that you can see it and it's not obstructed. Somebody hasn't come along and covered that peephole, because that happens too.
I these are all fascinating to me.
Some of them I
actually have to admit I don't do.
Okay. What about things that you could pack and bring with you? Door wedges.
No.
You know that I never would have thought to do that,
no.
But there, those little door wedges that you can use to keep your door open can also keep your door shut. And if you are feeling,
I think it's great if you travel a lot for business.
Yeah, you just keep it, carry it with you. Those little rubber door wedges, stick it under there. Just, it's like a hunk of rubber. It's not anything very very sophisticated, although they do have portable door locks that you can purchase on Amazon or what have you. So those are things if you feel like you'll sleep better. Once you get your key, toss the sleeve. You know how they write the room number on the sleeve of your key? You cannot be walking around with your key.
I know that drives my husband crazy because I do that, and because I can't ever remember the room number.
Right.
So I end up putting it now in my notes on my phone.
Yes, that is smart. That is smart. Do you use the safe in your room for
all
valuables?
All the time, yeah.
Of course, the best thing is to leave your valuables at home. But if you're like me, you know, you want to sometimes wear them. I was wearing some valuable jewelry this weekend because I didn't want to leave it in the hotel room. And so wearing it is your best option.
What about an iPad and, you know, Apple Watch? You can't. Yeah. I put them in the safe, although I'm sure they can hack that too. I honestly do believe they probably could.
Oh, without a doubt.
Right, right.
Without a doubt.
I definitely think.
And there's no saying that an employee couldn't also do that.
Right.
But you're really having to trust any time you're staying in a hotel. You're going to have to trust that the staff is going to be able to, but you can take those extra little initiatives. You can do the safe. You can keep things on you. You can leave things at home.
Well, I also think it all, like, yes, these are all great. I think if you're a businesswoman who travels a lot alone, you have to do these things.
Yes.
I feel like people can target women who are traveling alone. And so I think it's even more important when mm-hmm. you're traveling alone. Like when I was a flight attendant, I would always put that little bolt over the minute I got in the room. I would go and eat breakfast alone. But at night I really stayed in the room and would order room service or something like that, because I just feel like you don't want to be a target and stick out like, hey, I'm a woman all alone. So there are, you know, tips that you should, like these, take when you're a woman traveling alone. When you're with your husband or your partner, you know, I think you should do these, but I think it may be false sense of security, but you feel safer.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, there is definitely, it's kind of like the statistics on if you have a dog, as far as burglars bypassing your house.
Right.
I mean, if you are standing outside of a hotel looking for a target, you're going to look for somebody right. who is not with somebody who could potentially give you a little bit of a fight.
Or who's on their phone, looking down at their phone.
Yeah, being aware of your surroundings
right,
is important.
Yeah, not paying attention to what's going on. So, yeah, I think, I mean, look, besides being a flight attendant, I've never traveled alone. I just feel more comfortable traveling with a group of people, mm-hmm. especially out of the country. I think traveling out of the country all by yourself, I wouldn't do it.
I think that's why it's nice if you can find travel partners or
yes.
join one of these travel tourism companies. I know, like, I have a friend who has her home, has a company where she just, that's what she does. It's for women who want to travel together.
Yes.
And you don't have to know each other, but you have each other's backs. And my mom does these trips now with a lot of these women from where she lives, and it's senior assisted living. But I mean, she's
nice.
In independent living, but they do these,
yeah.
these trips all the time together. And if, by the way, if you think the cattiness leaves you out of high school.
Oh, never. Never.
The stories are phenomenal that you get back after from your parents when your mom is part of like one of these groups. The Mahjong and Canasta drama that goes on is amazing down in South Florida. I mean.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I think it is anywhere.
Just the drama of the, I mean, my daughter telling me these stories in high school, I'd be like trying to give her life lessons. Like, well, some people have difficult
right.
personalities, but instead they're like, we're going to boot her out of our game.
Right. I know. It's so funny. But I think traveling should be enjoyable.
Yes.
And I think safety should be the number one thing. I think you should go online and see where they're giving travel warnings. Because it's really serious when you're out of the country. If there's no one to help you, you're out of luck. I mean, so you just really need to do your homework about traveling out of the country. Who's going to save you? Where are you going to get money if you don't have any money? You know, you just don't know foreign. What if you don't speak the language? You know, these are things I think are really, really important if you're traveling alone, or if you have someone with you, at least you have someone you can say, hey, go get my passport, go get my driver, whatever. But if you're alone, your passport could be stolen, confiscated.
Sure, it could.
So just that's my thing. Of course, I do watch all those crime shows. So
of
that's a whole
nother do.
Story. But just being safe when you're traveling alone, to me, is the most important. Travel packing is a different story.
Yeah, that's a whole other episode, honestly, we could do. But I am still very fascinated with the idea, though. Can we just circle back from one thing from the beginning before we do all of our calls to action and ask everybody for their participation and some things that are coming up? I want to get back to you bringing a hanging suitcase. Like you always, that's your, if you were only to bring one bag, it would be a hanging bag wherever you
no,
go.
No.
Okay.
No, it's a regular suitcase, but when I am prepping, which is 1 to 2 weeks ahead of time.
Okay. I'm so glad I asked.
I have individual hangers that have outfits for each day and each night, including the accessories.
And then do you take them off the hangers to pack them? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Sorry.
I'm so glad. No. You probably explained it perfectly, but in my mind, I'm picturing you with this hanging bag and then.
No. Okay. Because a lot of the clothes I bring, I keep it very neutral so everything can mix and match. And I keep it pretty casual. I mean, I don't really go to fancy balls when I'm out of town or, you know what I mean? I keep it pretty casual. So I'm not one who gets right to the hotel room and starts hanging up their clothes unless it's a long vacation, like I would say over 5 days. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I usually just pick stuff out of the suitcase. I will remove my shoes though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now this is so funny because you might think differently. You might think that Christine would be the one who completely unpacks and I wouldn't, but I unpack. I do because a lot of these trips I take are these girl trips and they're usually sports or run related. And so one thing you want to do is make sure you've got everything exactly how you need it as far as like, for example, if we travel for a race, I need my drawer so I can know that I've put all my gear into the one drawer. You don't want to mix everything up. And
see, I do that for all my beauty and mm-hmm. makeup. And I never use the glass cups to drink out of. So I put my makeup brushes in those.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, because I saw a whole story on how they never really clean those glasses. Anyway, so I put my makeup brushes. I have a hanging toiletry bag that I immediately hang up. So those kind of things, my hot curlers, I take them out, you know, anything like that. But my clothes, I like to keep them in there because they're in order of what, like, these pants go with this shirt. If I start taking everything out for just a weekend, then everything gets mixed up in my mind. Like, I like having, this outfit I packed for this dinner out. So, but hair, makeup, and skincare comes right out and on the counters. And
I'm so glad we went back to this. So do you ever use those packing cubes or have you tried them? Okay, I did try them.
And?
Meh.
Yeah.
No, I just add more layers.
Yeah, and I've heard that from so many people that...
Good marketing that
it's
have.
A marketing... For me, those in my organizing brain, it would not work for me at all. I see it being... I have to see things when I'm packing and unpacking. And if I have to unzip a cube, it just is more time in my opinion. So no, I've never used them, but I do... highly recommend a hanging toiletry bag because I just can fit everything into that and just hang it on the hook in the bathroom and have everything at my fingertips. So I love that.
We're going to have to come back and revisit that. I feel like I set out with the intention every trip I take that this is going to be the one where I pack perfectly. I'm going to start days in advance. I'm going to have a checklist. I have to do that when we go to Australia this year, which
have to.
I've never gone anywhere that far away or for that long. And I know that the packing is going to stress me out like crazy. So I need to master that.
Are you doing a carry-on?
I'm sure I'll do a carry-on and check. I'll have to do a carry-on with everything.
No, I mean, are you checking?
Oh, yeah, I'll have to check.
Okay, good. Because if you were one of these people that said, I'm putting a week's worth of clothes in my check-on bag, fascinates me.
No, I could never do. Now, I do try to do just the roll-on carry-on if it's going to be...
Like a weekend.
Yeah. But no. I feel, especially with it being a 10-day trip,
I have to
check some bags.
And you know, that's where the AirTag comes in because a lot of people, especially international, lose their luggage. But if you have the AirTag, you can say, well, it's sitting at this air, you know, you can tell them where it is. So that's why I love those.
I'm sure they love that. I'm telling you, it's right here in New Zealand.
Right. And they'll say, too bad.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So this this brings us to where we ask you a few things. One of them that we ask you on a regular basis is if you have an opportunity to leave us a review or some stars, what that does for us, aside from build our ego and make us feel amazing,
that's true,
is it boosts the algorithm to make us more discoverable for other people. So that's really the reason we ask you to do that. But even more importantly is if you recommend us to a friend, there is no greater service you can do for us and make us feel happier than to know that you think of this community as one that you want to share and invite your friends to be a part of.
And thank you to all the new Facebook group friends. We have really been so humbled by that. It's something we both really, really enjoy reading. So don't forget to join the Ladies Only Facebook group.
You're also going to be hearing a little blurb from us asking if you would like to make a donation. That was based on something you guys asked us about. So we know that we have a couple of very exclusive sponsors here and there. They come and they go, and those partnerships are wonderful. But, you know, on a day-to-day basis, what we're just trying to achieve here is, you know, create something that's a community and get more people interested in being a part of it. And it costs money. And so if you feel so moved, and we know you do because you've asked us, if you can make a contribution one time or monthly, we've made it really easy for you. Everything is pinned. It's also in our show notes. It's pinned in our Facebook group. It's pinned on our Facebook page, and it's in our show notes, a link to do that via PayPal. And we've even got some fun little surprises coming your way that will retroactively affect the people who make contributions. So it's not like, okay, you'll make a contribution and then down the road, we'll offer up some kind of great prize and you'll be like, wait a minute, I wouldn't have done it if I would have known this was coming. We'll take care of everybody who participates. But that's something that we've got up our sleeves.
Yes.
So what else do we want to say to everybody before we say,
be safe when you travel, especially if you're traveling alone and your children, your daughters, your sons traveling alone. It's just so important to stay aware and know your surroundings and do your homework.
So what we'll do too is in our Ladies Only Facebook group, which everybody is invited to join, just look on Facebook for Uncluttered and Unfiltered Ladies Only. I'll put something up that says, what is something you do when you travel alone or just travel in general for safety?
Yes.
And let's all share our safety tips. Yep. And I'll put the ones, of course, up that you heard on this show as well. And I'll put them in our show notes. I'll link to the article that I was referencing on that. And remember, when you travel, when you go on a vacation, all of the stuff that all the clutter that is in your mind on your day-to-day routine, you're traveling, you're on vacation, you can let it go.
And don't look back.
Hi, it's Eden. Christine and I absolutely love bringing you Uncluttered and Unfiltered, the podcast for women over 50. For the first time, we're asking you for your help. A one-time or monthly donation from you will help us with production costs and help us grow this awesome community. Find a link to make a donation in our most recent show notes, in our Uncluttered and Unfiltered Ladies Only Facebook group pinned to the top, or on our Uncluttered and Unfiltered Facebook page. And in advance, thank you.